We always called it children's time, didn't we? But yeah, we're calling it family time.
Family time. You know,
I like your title better.
The reason I said this, Greg, is oftentimes when we're gathered together, I notice looking out, it's more the adults and parents that are paying attention to me nice. Doing this than the kids. So I tried to wrap this up for children and those that are young at heart. You know, it's pretty easy to say, I love you, but it's sometimes a lot harder to show it by our actions. That is what our Bible story today and our lesson from our message is about today. After Jesus was raised from the dead, he appeared to his disciples several times. One of these times, Jesus appeared to his disciples, and there on the shore of the lake Tiberias, he turned to Peter, and he said, Peter, do you love me? Peter answered, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. And Jesus said to Peter, feed my lambs. Jesus asked Peter again, do you love me? Again, Peter answered, yes, Lord, I love you. Jesus said to him, take care of my sheep. And then the third, Jesus asked Peter, do you love me? Now, Peter was very sad that Jesus had asked the question again, but he answered Jesus again, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my sheep. Why did Jesus ask Peter the same question three times? I think he wanted Peter to understand, and he wanted you and me to understand, that it isn't enough just to say, I love you. We must show our love for Jesus by showing our love for one another and caring for one another. Do you love Jesus? Then feed and take care of his sheep. Now, that is love that can be understood in any language. Let us pray. Dear Jesus, help us to show our love for you by loving and caring for one another. Amen.